This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Masconomet High School football coach Patrick Sheehan in his first year as coach of the Chieftains. Off to a good start. And Patrick, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Checking out the score, looks like a close game against Newburyport, one of your arch rivals over the years in the Cal. Tell me a little bit about the ebb and flow of the game, because it looks like you guys had a pretty good start, and maybe Newburyport came back strong.
Yeah, we came out guns a-blazing. We're up 22-0 in the first half after touchdowns from Davis DeLutis, Jack Fabiano, and Cal Wideman, on scoring on three of our first four possessions. And Newburyport is a great program. Coach Molsky does a great job over there, so, you know, we didn't expect to win the game 44-0 at that point. They punched one in at the end of the half on a long pass to make it 22-6 at the half. And then the second half, or the third quarter, I should say, was all Newburyport. We had some guys going down with cramps and some guys shuffling in and out of the field. And with new systems on both sides of the ball, it was kind of difficult to just go next man up. But, you know, to the kids' credit, they went in there and made enough plays in the second half. In the fourth quarter, we got back to our offensive line, really dominating the line of scrimmage as they did in the first half, and we're able to punch one in at the end to go up 9, and Nico Cefalo banged home the extra point to put us up 9, which was a much different feeling had we been up, you know, only one score. So right. It was a real true team effort.
You know, sometimes when a high school team scores quickly at the beginning of a game, whether it's the opening kickoff or whether it's the opening drive, sometimes it feels too easy, and that's got to be, it's a subconscious thing, because I know nobody wants to let up, but it happens. And with a lead like that, you know, in young kids, that's not unusual, but also against a team like Newburyport. On the other hand, the fact that you came in the fourth quarter speaks volumes, I think, for the kids' resilience.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, winners and champions find a way, and that's what we're trying to build at Masconomet, and those kids found a way. They dug deep and really had lost all momentum, you know, about 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. Newburyport had the ball with plenty of time and only down 2 points, and the defense stepped up big on that drive, and that's two more subsequent drives, and the offense, you know, popped one in with Jack Fabiano running behind Cam Bucherry with about a minute and a half left. So it was a great game. Newburyport's got a great program. We had a great environment and atmosphere at the bunker in Boxford, and was really happy to be a part of it.
At the bunker, yep, I know the names. All right, and Fabiano over 100 yards, so that means that he's a good runner. Plus, you got good line play up front.
Yeah, Fabiano's a really good runner. We had some. Drew Gustafson did some things with his legs that was pretty impressive, scrambling for some yardage and on some big third downs. And then the receiving corps all made plays. Cal Wyman had, you know, led us with a handful of catches, but Devin O'Brien made a tremendous third down catch with about, you know, in the first quarter. So we've got some good players.
Single out a lineman on both sides of the line of scrimmage, will you?
I gotta give credit to Jackson McGee. He's a senior. He has spent so much time working on his strength and athleticism. He's starting on the offensive line for us, and he's doing such a good job. You know, learning the schemes and playing with passion and coming off the ball and making it difficult for defenses.
All right, before I ask you about the next game up with Bill Ricca, tell me a little bit about the staff you have now.
So Neil Wyman is our offensive coordinator, old Linfield coach. We have Mike Flynn and Andy Williamson coaching the offensive lines and defensive lines together. Mike Terrio is also helping them. Mike Terrio is Johnny on the spot with everything with the varsity team. His son, Jay Terrio, who was a running back at Masco, a very successful running back at Masco, and went on to play at MIT, has worked with our linebackers and helping out on the defense. And then we're very happy to have Brian Collins back from the previous staff calling our defense. He's invaluable. And then lastly, we've added Marty Cook recently, who coached with Mike Flynn and Andy Williamson at Pingree. And he has tremendous energy, and he's worked with our inside linebackers and doing a fantastic job.
Sounds like a talented veteran staff you have there, Coach. Very impressive. All right, what do you know about Bill Ricca? Home game for you guys?
home game for us. Billerica is one of the top Division III teams in the state. They're as good as it gets, and they come right at you. They don't hide anything. They have a really talented quarterback and a really talented running back, and then a big, mean, nasty offensive line on both sides, our offensive and defensive line. It's going to be we're going to have to play a championship-type game, an all-hands-on-deck game to compete with these guys. They went 9-2 last year, won the very difficult MBC, Division II in the MBC, and they're hungry. They made it to within one game of Gillette last year, and they're returning a lot of players. So this is a litmus test for our program, because that's where we want to be in our division. The kids had a great practice yesterday, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
All right. Sounds like fun. That's a 6:30 game, right?
6:30 start.
All right, Coach. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great one.
Thank you, Patrick. You too. That is Patrick Sheehan, who is the Masconomen High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.